T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Anything. Glad you asked. On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Brought to you by Right From The Heart, rightfromtheheart.org, the AMA to wrap the show up every single day. Full phone line, so let's get out there. Kev is in Conyers. Hey, Kev.
Hey, what's up, y'all? Enjoy the show, man.
Thank you.
Hey, it's a question for both of y'all. Okay, so if you could, this is the thing. Okay, if you could shoot three-pointers in 5 minutes. I'm sorry, 10 three-pointers in 5 minutes, or both 10 strikes in 5 minutes. Or, Randy,
Yes. You
had to drink Truly's for a year
okay. And
be a sponsor for a turkey burger food truck. which one would you choose to do, the three-pointers or okay. The bowling?
All right, Kev.
Bowling.
You think you can make 10 strikes in 5 minutes?
I think I can do that.
I don't think I could.
I could.
Even as the reigning 92.9 The Game bowling champion.
Because I was injured.
Of 2018 no, or whatever
like,
I wanted.
Like I said, I'm good at bowling. It's just all about how I start. Like, when I start good, I kick behind.
Yeah.
But I'm off from the beginning. But can I roll 10 strikes in 5 minutes?
Now, you have unlimited rolls.
Unlimited,
I assume
that's
you have
all,
unlimited
that's what I'm
rolls.
I could get up.
I could make 10 threes in 5 minutes. Now, I'm going to miss a lot of them,
yeah,
too, but I could make 10 threes.
Yeah, I can make 10 threes.
You can make 10 threes.
I can make 10 threes in 5 minutes.
Because how many shots are you going to get up in 5 minutes anyway? You can get up a lot of shots.
I think I can make 10. Yeah, I can make 10 strikes in 5 minutes. No, I can't do that.
I would feel more confident shooting threes, but I think either way, you're not drinking any Truly.
There's no way in hell.
I feel pretty good about
There's
that.
No way in hell.
We're pretty good.
Or eating a damn turkey burger.
Those are going in. Wilson is in Athens. Hey, Wilson.
Wilson!
Hey guys, happy Trillville Thursday.
Thank you, Wilson.
So, I'm 23, and growing up, I from what I recall, I don't remember as many of these major rule changes in all the sports, MLB, NBA, and NFL. My question to y'all is, growing up, were there any major rule changes in all these sports like we're seeing the past couple years?
No. I don't. I'm
yeah,
trying,
thank you, Wilson. The NFL seems more aggressive now than ever.
Yes.
But we also know why.
Yeah, we know why. I'm trying to think, like, as a kid, because all the rule changes have come for the universal DH.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
pitch clock, base
all,
size,
yeah,
all that stuff.
Yeah,
in baseball.
All this stuff happened. I'm talking about growing up.
The football rule changes have all been in response to safety.
Yes.
Trying to make it safer,
yes,
and then having to change other rules because you accidentally made stuff more dangerous by trying to make other stuff safer.
I remember when the college overtime.
Yeah.
And I remember my first one I ever watched. And that's, I mean, I went to Georgia because that was the only damn school that offered it. But that's when I really wanted to go to Georgia, when they played Auburn. And down in Jordan-Hare with Bobo and all of them. Bobo didn't even start that game, and Bobo came in and they won the game in three or four overtimes down in Athens. One of the best games I've ever seen in my life. But, yeah, that's about it. That's something I can think of.
I remember when they instituted the two-point conversion in the NFL. I think it was like early to mid-90s.
No.
Before that, you couldn't do it. You couldn't go for two. You could go for two in college, but you couldn't go for two in the NFL until like 94.
Okay.
And then I remember when they did that. I was like, that's cool.
I remember
that's a cool rule.
When they brought the BCS. When they brought the BCS.
Yeah, I remember that.
I didn't like that too much.
It feels like there's a lot more rule changes now, for sure. I agree with him on that one. Adam is in Watkinsville. Hey, Adam.
What's up, y'all?
Hi, Adam.
Hey,
I got a question for you, and then I'll tell you what mine is. But what is your go-to meal if you getting the family up and riding out at like 4 o'clock in the morning?
Oh, man.
I mean, that's what I'm about to do on Saturday morning. But mine is the Pop Biscuits, Pillsbury, whatever they are, out of can, and some of that salty ham.
At 4 o'clock in the morning?
I mean, Randy, you know what type of ham I'm talking about.
Oh, yeah, that country ham.
And all that in a clear plastic bag.
Yes, sir. That's salt. That salt take. Yeah. That salt. 4 o'clock in the morning.
Make sure you pack some waters.
4 o'clock in the morning, when we leave, when we do trips like that, which I freaking hate, I just grab a cereal bar.
Yeah,
I just grab a cereal bar.
That's a good idea.
Yeah, that's all.
We don't do that. Yeah. We don't do 4 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, like I flight leave Saturday at 7. Mm-hmm. And so,
okay,
yeah.
If there's an early flight,
yeah, I flight leave at 7 o'clock on Saturday. So I'll grab a bar, because one thing you don't want to do is be hungry in the airport.
Now
I hate being hungry.
When we do have like a whole, like everyone's getting together early and leaving, like we've had this before, but never that early. Mm-hmm. But like we'll sort of divide and conquer. Like, all right, you load the car, mm-hmm. you do this. I'll make some breakfast sandwiches. Mm-hmm. Well, that's not hard to do.
Right,
toast some bread, get some eggs cooked or whatever, and I'll wrap them up in foil. But like 4 o'clock in the morning, I don't think I'm chefing up too many egg sandwiches. No. Mr. 100 is in Buckhead.
Mr. 100.
What's up, fellas? Hey, man. Don't let these folks gas y'all up, okay? Because I gotta ask y'all a serious question, but y'all be quick to cut me off the radio. Look, what make y'all think y'all got even any Super Bowl chances? Like, y'all got to win some playoff games first.
Who the hell is y'all?
First.
Who is y'all?
The Falcons.
Like, then say the Falcons, please. Say the Falcons. I haven't heard anybody on this show right here said anything about the Super Bowl.
Not on this program.
Man, on the TV, your boy said something this morning.
Ooh.
I forget his name, the one that come on before y'all.
Well, then you need to call his show. Call his show. He has an open segment where they take calls. You know that, right?
I know. But
okay.
Look, you more of a realist. That's why you saying something. Your boy ain't saying that.
But then call
me.
Call his show.
Come on. There we go. I know you.
Yeah, whatever, dog.
Don't call up here.
Don't call up here with that crap.
You tried to do the cool preemptive don't cut me off thing to not
whatever.
Get cut off, but you got cut off.
Yeah.
You show me the tape where either one of us said anything other than the Falcons better win a playoff game this year. That's it.
Mr. 100.
I will say, though, because sometimes, you know, people listen throughout the day and stuff and kind of forget that different shows are different shows. Like what Bo Morgan says in the morning doesn't have really, other than we, you know, we're coworkers and all that kind of stuff, doesn't have anything to do with what we say in the middays.
No, don't be, come on, Mr. 100. Mr. 100, what are you
100 what?
100 what? 100, oh, no. Because me and him, we would hang out. Mr. 100, my type of guy.
Okay.
Well, he's my type of guy.
I don't know. He's off to a bad start.
Yeah, but he's my type of guy.
Because
he said, you a realist. I know that, but then why would you call up here and say that?
Right.
Exactly.
You
come on, Mr. 100. Come in, call in tomorrow, Mr. 50.
Yeah. All right. We'll try Mr. 50
tomorrow.
See if you can work your way back to 100.
Yeah.
All right. Bobby is in Jackson. Hey, Bobby.
You see that, Bobby?
Hey, guys. Appreciate your time on the show.
Thanks,
Bobby. First of all, there's no Braves baseball today. I'm walking into work like an idiot with my Strider jersey on.
Did you not know that?
I heard they might have been canceled, but
there's a lot of people that didn't know that.
But anyway, my question is, are the Falcons going to do what they always do and go offense with their first-round pick of the draft and selecting Malik Nabers or someone that they do not need instead of going defense?
I don't think so.
I think
the Falcons will take a defensive player at number 8.
But my thing, I keep saying it at 8, is Dallas Turner the best defensive player in this draft?
I don't know. I'm not sure.
But, I mean, because all the way up to the Falcons, all you got are offensive players.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm saying, if you're taking him there,
you'd have to be taking the best defensive player in the draft.
Okay.
I don't know. I don't know if he is or not.
Okay.
We'll see. Right. I don't want to say anything too like definitive. Mr. 100 is going to
call
back.
Mr. 100 called back.
You said Dallas Turner was the next Lawrence Taylor. No, I didn't. So the Falcons might take him 8. All right, let's get to takeaways of the day.
As our show heads into the final stretch, it's time for the takeaway of the day.
So many achievements.
On Andy and Randy, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Takeaways of the day.
Hey, man. He knew, all right? Let me try to.
Maybe.
No, ain't no maybe in it. All right? Whatever. I'm not going to believe that. Dave Matthews is white. And Andy is an accident on wheels.
That's mine, too. Randy just assumes I like Dave Matthews' band, and he's right.
He's right.
I do kind of like him.
I knew you liked him.
Yeah.
That's why I said his name.
Crash Into Me. It's a nice song. You don't like it, Oren? Oren hates Dave Matthews'
Oren
band.
Oren like.
Wow.
Really?
Double
Oren likes everybody.
Down. Not everybody.
Damn Dave Matthews.
Not Dave Matthews.
For Oren not to like you, had to do something to him.
I don't know. We'll find out.
Yeah.
We'll see what Dukes of Bell have for you tomorrow. Yeah, this was on like a high school makeout mix. You know? You can make out in high school to this song. We'll be right back. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.